Why don't you tell him the story about your doctor?
About who?
Oh, yeah, tell
Craig.
What is that?
Well, you can tell
Craig later.
Another sign story.
Let's hear it.
You want
another
a sign,
sign
story?
Sign story?
Signs, clues.
It was not that kind of... It's a different kind of a sign, though. I was supposed to have an operation about 3 years ago, and I chose an Indian doctor who was a Jesus lover, in the same way that we're very devout Jesus lover. And her office is out in the country. And the hospital was a rural hospital rather than a city.
Stop that. Because Craig has come. He wouldn't like it.
Come.
He wouldn't like it.
She told me she
Okay, then what happened?
Signs are welcome.
Because I was going to be operated on in a small country hospital instead of in the city where there was more equipment, I began to worry about whether I'd made the right choice. And so this was the sign that Baba gave me. Richard and I went in to discuss the operation, and the doctor just started telling us about the time that her mother was dying of cholera in Madras. I think the whole village had been wiped out. And her mother was dying, and all of the people that were left of the village had come into the bedroom, and they were waiting for her to pass. And the doctor was then a 13-year-old or a 10-year-old who loved Jesus so much that she ran off into the prayer room and left her mother, her mother's bedside, and cried and prayed all day, you know, for Jesus to spare her. And so this went on all day. People kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And toward the evening, someone ran into the prayer room, and they said, "Come, you have to come and see, some miracle has happened." And so she ran in there, and her mother popped up in the bed, and she said, "What's everybody doing here?" And so she didn't even realize, I guess, why the whole village had come. And the mother told everyone that she found herself during this state when she was unconscious, rising up higher and higher, I guess, into what she thought heaven was. And this man on a white horse came to her, and he didn't speak. And he gestured with his hand like, "Go back, it's not time for you." And she came back, you know, and woke up, and there she was. And the doctor has no idea who Baba is.
Did you say anything?
We told her that's why we're going to India, or that's why we go to India, because she didn't know who Mary Baba was. It just didn't connect with her when we said, "This is Jesus now." And she just, you know, it was like, it wouldn't go. And but it didn't matter, because she loves Jesus so
that's
much.
Just the same.
Yeah. But it was just amazing. I mean, that was my sign that I was in the right place.
Then you got your operation, and you're still here.